one in Jesus' name this morning. It's a beautiful Lord's Day morning. I've been so blessed this morning already with the singing, the fervor, and the heart. You could tell the singing was coming from the heart. That last song we sang in the first part of the service there, "It is well with my soul." You know, we made that, and I had to think myself, is it well with my soul? And I trust we could sing that. We were singing that from the heart, and it is well with my soul. I'd like to, for an opening meditation, read from Mark chapter 2. I have a story here, and as this past couple weeks, we've been dealing, our congregation here has been dealing with quite a bit, with several people being sick. And as thinking of Jesus' interaction when he was on this earth, and this account came to my mind, and it's recorded in the first three Gospels. I think the Mark's account here has some more details than some of the others. But I'd like to just pull a couple of points from this passage. And then this past week we didn't have prayer meeting, and I'd like to just take a little time after the opening here as we stand for prayer and let several of you brethren lead out in a prayer for the needs that we're facing spontaneously, and then I'll close. So you can be thinking about that. But as we read this passage, let's try to take ourselves. Put ourselves, think of what this was like. Jesus teaching in this house, the house totally filled up. These houses were probably fairly open inside, but I can imagine the rooms, any rooms, people standing in them, people standing at the door, packed around the doorways, the windows, listening eagerly, anxiously. And then we have some friends that wanted to come see him. Let's just read this together. Mark chapter 2. "And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay." And, you know, we don't have any details here, but my mind kind of wandered when I imagined what may have taken place. These four men that their friend was sick of palsy, and I'm not sure what all that palsy may have entailed, but he wasn't able to help himself. And they bring him on a cot. And these four men, you know, what were their temperaments? Was there a Thomas with them? Was there a Peter? Was there a, you know, what? And I can imagine there was one of them with them that wasn't going to let anything deter him. They were going to get to Jesus. And maybe there was one of them that, as they came up, they looked at all the people, and he said, "You know, I just don't think we can do this. I don't think we can get in there. This is impossible. Look at all those people." But the outgoing one said, "We're here. We have carried this. Our brother, was it, you know, a mile? Was it 5 miles? How far? We don't know. But we've come this far, and we're going to see Jesus. We're going to get him to Jesus." And they went up. These houses often had steps beside them. They went took them to the rooftops. These rooftops were fairly flat usually. And so they saw those steps. You know, we're going to get close there. We can get right up above him. Where are we going to go from there? So up the steps they went. And it says that they uncovered the roof where he was. Now you imagine people are down here, Jesus is speaking, and suddenly you hear noises up above you, and things are rattling, dust is falling down, and people are looking around, and all of a sudden the roof starts going away. Imagine the shock. I can only imagine that everything just got quiet. And the master, did Jesus stop? Did he look up and watch? Or I would think so. And I don't know how they got enough room, how they got a big enough hole to let a person down through, to let a cot down through without interfering with the framing. But maybe there's a hole big enough they were able to shift it and get it, and down came the ropes, and down came this man. And right in front of him, he was there. What did Jesus say? He said, when he saw their faith, he said unto the sick of palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only?" And immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, "Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of palsy, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Arise, take up thy bed and walk'? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of palsy, 'I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house.' And immediately he arose, and took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed, and glorified God, saying, 'We never saw it in this fashion.'" You know, beautiful words. "Thy sins be forgiven thee. Take up thy bed and walk." You know, this man had friends. He needed friends. You know, we need friends. We need the brotherhood. We need each other. I need you more than you need me. And I think we could each say that. We need the brotherhood. We need people to help us. There was no way he could get there by himself. There were some people that Jesus healed that were able to walk up to him, that were able to, or Jesus came by. But in this case, this man had to have friends to bring him to Christ. And you know, as we think of the brotherhood and the church, you know, we need each other. We need each other's help and encouragement. There's times that we need those to carry us. And as we take on the responsibilities that God lays on us in our different places, in our families, you know, we need his help, and we need the help of those around us. It just blessed me to think of the effort and the commitment that these men put in to taking this man to Jesus, and the faith I believe that this man had. So I'd just like to be a challenge to us. It's a challenge to me. You know, where do I find myself? Am I that friend? Am I willing to be taken and to be carried if that time comes? You know, where do we find ourselves? I think it's I think we can feel the heart of Christ, his compassion, as we look at these passages that I've been reading in Luke recently, and there's so many healings. God, wherever Christ came into contact with people, we have, I think, like 39 times recorded, but there's probably thousands that aren't recorded. Where they were seeking, where they were looking, and where they wanted Christ, he was there, and he met the need, and he's there to meet the needs in our hearts today. I'd just like to take a little time. Let's stand together for prayer, and several of you want to lead out, and then I'll close. And let's especially remember, let's thank the Lord for answer prayers. I saw Ed here this morning, and that Judy was able to come home from the hospital. And also, let's remember David and Jenny in Mexico, that the Lord might continue to work there and grant physical healing there.